Dr. James Wilson, examining heart sounds from the Texas Heart Institute at St. Luke's Episcopal Hospital. The early diastolic sound of pericardial constriction occurs slightly earlier than the average third heart sound. Its frequency is somewhat higher, allowing you to hear it throughout the precordium using the diaphragm and the bell. Common causes of pericardial constriction include prior cardiac surgery and uremic pericarditis. Outside the United States, the most common cause is tuberculous pericarditis. Other causes include idiopathic pericarditis or prior bacterial pericarditis. Associated findings include elevated jugular venous pressure with a rapid Y descent in the jugular venous pulse. The rapid descent of the jugular veins can usually be seen to occur in conjunction with or just following the pericardial knock. Patients are frequently in atrial fibrillation and have physical findings of right heart failure. Often edema is less prominent than ascites, and there may be associated proximal muscle wasting, as these patients are often symptomatic for several years before the diagnosis is established. Kussmaul's sign, an inspiratory rise in jugular venous pressure, may be seen in approximately 30 to 40% of patients with constrictive pericarditis. Podcasts, heart sounds, downloads, and audiovisual materials, visit the Texas Heart Institute website at texasheart.org/heartsounds.